This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Commanders have quite a competition going in their defensive line to make the roster right now. One of the guys that is trying to fight his way onto the roster is Jacob Martin. I enjoyed my discussion with him right off the practice field today. He's had a good camp. He will be noticeable in these final couple of preseason games. Had 3 sacks with the Chicago Bears last year. I caught up with him right after this scrimmage to talk about what was a unique thing that they pulled off today in Ashburn.
I thought it was dope, man. You know, it took me by surprise, you know, so their ability to put this together and, you know, we'll call it 24 hours was awesome, you know, to have this game-like experience and to be able to practice in a game mode, per se, against the starting offense is awesome, man. It allows both sides to get better and come out there and compete, you know, talk a little trash and have a good time with it.
So they called it Burgundy on Gold. You guys were in the white jerseys as the gold team, and you guys kind of got a definitive win, I would say. The first-team offense really struggled against the first-team defense. Will that lead to convos in the building and bragging rights, or how does that go?
I don't know. I haven't walked inside yet. We'll find out. Let's see who's playing, who's on the ox right now, and we'll see what's going on in there.
What has camp been like for you, first year with this organization? Pretty busy roster spot, too, trying to forge, you know, your own resume here and make this team.
It's been awesome. It's been a dope experience, man. Really just with the guys in the D-line room, man. It's you know, top from the top down, man. You got Ryan Kerrigan. You have, you know, you got Tapp in there. You got Sharif Lloyd in there, you know. You got Vaughn. You know, you got D.A., D-Payne, Kinlaw, all these great dudes, you know, that have played. You got Eddie in there. Like, you can go on and on and on about the guys that we have in the room, man. And they've made it super easy and cool for a new guy to come in and learn and grow and build that relationship with one another, man. And truly grateful for their experience and the opportunity to be out here with those guys, for sure.
It's a pretty unique situation, to your point, on the coaching staff. Kerrigan is a, you know, Ring of Fame type guy here, and you've got Daryl Tapp, who played here very recently as well. I covered him like 10 years ago. To have that many young, I'm sure he just got out of the league, like, mm-hmm. What does that do to help you guys when those guys were playing and getting sacks and getting pressures just a few years ago?
It's awesome, man. It's a different mindset. It's a different approach, you know, and obviously each of those guys had their specialty, you know, in terms of their pass rush or what their thought process was, you know, but to have the ability to have 3 sets of eyes, even 4 sets of eyes, you throw Bond in there, throw DA in there, 5 sets of eyes to ask questions about how are you seeing this, or ask questions about, you know, when LT sets like this, how are you looking at this, or what would you change in terms of your approach if you're getting a guy that's jumping you, or that's arm dragging, or being patient in the set, those kind of questions, you know. So having, you know, 3 to 4 guys, 5 guys you can bounce ideas off of, it takes your game to the next level, man. You know what I mean? Because they've already been there, they've done that, they have the answers to the test, you know.
Jacob Martin is with me here on Grant and Danny. It seems to me, you tell me if you think this is odd, but I'm kind of viewing the way they're putting the D-line together almost like a bullpen in baseball, where everyone's got roles and it's going to be situationally used, like what you're good at. All right, you're on the field now, and vice versa with somebody else. A, do you agree with that? And then B, what's your kind of thought on that? Because traditionally we view it as like 4 starters, then the next group up, but it just seems like it's kind of this shifting amoeba with you guys?
We have a lot of talented guys that can do a lot of cool things, man. So I really applaud them putting guys in positions to make plays at the things that they're great at, you know. So I applaud their ability to do that, and our ability to go with that and to embody those roles, I think that's super important, you know, to win games.
Which do you feel like maybe is your unique area or calling card in that? How do you feel like you're best to use?
I'm a football player, baby. You know what I mean? Wherever you ask me to be, I'm a B. You know, whether that's in coverage or that's off the edge, you know, if that's stopping the run, whatever the case may be, true Swiss Army knife.
Are you at your best in your mind, like playing the run, getting upfield? Like, if you could design how to use yourself, what would that look like?
If I could design how to use myself, it'd be third down every play. But, you know, wherever I'm called to be in the system at that time, or wherever the call is at that time, you know, owning that role and owning that job for sure.
Jacob, how about non-football before I let you go? What are some of the things you're interested in?
Oh, man, all kinds of stuff. I can go on and on. I'd say big for me, I'm big on animal conservation. I'm big on dogs, big on rescues, big on photography, big on skateboarding. You know, whatever's going to get me outside.
Are you a skateboarder?
Yeah, I do. I typically ride around with the skateboard deck in the back of my car. I'm in a rental car right now, so I don't have my truck with me.
So, like, were you in high school the kid that was wearing, like, the skater shoes and the baggy jeans and all that?
No. I've never worn a pair of Osirises or, like, Etnies right. A day in my life, you know what I mean? But I do rock Vans daily. You know, that's kind of my skate shoe.
You get
choice.
A deal with Vans.
No, I need to.
And then as far as you mentioned, one of the other things you really liked was, you know, your passion with animals. Like, where does that go back, and what kind of work do you do in that way?
Oh, man. My love for animals was my first love, you know. Growing up, I always wanted to be an animal physiologist. And unfortunately, Temple, my university didn't offer that program. So football was the next choice. You know, thankful for all the things that have worked out and the way they have. But animals for me, I would love animals to the day I die. You know, I've partnered with different zoos over the years, whether that be Brookfield Zoo in Chicago.
Have you been to the DC Zoo yet?
I have not been to the DC
Zoo.
That's
good.
Yeah, so I'm excited to check that out, and hopefully we can get something going with them.
All right, last one. When you watch, are you shows, movies, binging? Like, what do you do to put your feet up at the end of the night?
Oh, man.
Get some entertainment.
Entertainment at the end of the night. See, none of my shows are on right now. I'm big on Game of Thrones or The House of Dragons. I love Breaking Bad. Heard they're supposed to be coming out with a new show in that same universe, so I'm excited for that. Movies-wise, I don't know, dude. The Accountant 2 is pretty good. Trying to think what else
action.
I watch. Yeah, I'm a big action guy. Yeah.
I love it. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate you, bro.
Jacob Martin, I knew nothing about him except what his Pro Football Reference page suggests when I walked up to him, and it didn't mention skateboarder, so that was an interesting development. I did not see that coming. Not quite as stunned as I am that Jonathan Jones is a pilot, but Jacob Martin, skateboarder.
Again, what? That never would have occurred to me. Like, you could give me multiple choice with, like, only two things, and the other one was skateboarding, I wouldn't have gotten it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.